Boo. All you ghosts and goblins, get ready for a month full of fun, since Halloweeny is set to open this weekend. Don't miss the Lighthouse Glow kickoff on Friday night, followed by a party by the sea to kick off Halloweeny. It looks like the Merrymaker hasn't set a place for the final Halloweeny night of celebration, but we do know the weather has turned in our favor. The last few weeks have been rainy, but the forecast for next week is unseasonably cool but dry. Grab your pillowcase and look for hauntingly delicious treats. They will be served at events like pumpkin painting, pumpkin carving, the parents' night out, the haunted hayride, the haunted ghost walk, and the great jack-o'-lantern blaze. These events, vendors, and games will all be at Holiday Park. Be sure to hit the events calendar at the top of the page to download your Halloweeny schedule. You won't want to miss out on this ghostly good time. Who will take home this year's top prize at the costume contest? Emily's Treasures has a new stock of disguises for every age. Be sure to let her know you saw it in the Junction Journal and get 10% off your total purchase. This article wasn't the best I'd ever written, and I knew it. It was the best article that would go out, though, since my heart wasn't into this month-long celebration of Halloween, my least favorite holiday. Before I could publish the article for tomorrow's online version of Junction Journal, at which I was currently the only editor and journalist, I needed to go to the library and find some archived photos of last year's festival. I looked out at the sea from the window of the Junction Journal building and watched as the waves curled over one another before they spread out along the beach. By their appearance and the shining sun, it would appear to be a gorgeous day for a good ocean swim, but that wasn't the case. The water, like the temperature, was cold. From what I'd gathered during this, my first time in Holiday Junction for the fall season, this was normal for the time of the year. I loved a good chilly autumn night, and I thought of sitting on the beach in front of some sort of campfire while wrapped up in a blanket. That was much more appealing than sitting on the beach this Friday night with hundreds of people who were so excited to see Darren Strickland kick off the month-long chain of haunted events. He did that by changing the lighthouse bulb to orange. From what I'd heard around town, tourists would be invading our little village, which was truly a paradise. Except for this month. Holiday Junction was a cozy village nestled in between the sea and mountains. It was literally the best of both worlds if you like to escape into the woods or listen to the ocean. Holiday Junction had celebrated every single holiday since it became a town. Tourists came from all over the world to visit during the current holiday. No holiday was too big or too small. There was absolutely no way that I, the newest citizen, was going to tell anyone my major dislike for October 31st. I feared being flogged by the village folks, who celebrated anything that could be celebrated. For two very good reasons, I'd kept a forced smile on my face this entire month. It was Halloween season, which I had to write on. And I was the Merrymaker. Now, my mama, Millie K. Reinhammer, was a whole different story. She loved Halloween, and since she too lived in Holiday Junction, she was already planning the decorations for our new house, just in time for us to move in this week. My mama would tell you how cute I was when she dressed me up all those years. And she would follow up with how I begged to eat each piece of candy along the trick-or-treat route. She was right. I did love me some candy. Not so much the itchy, scary costumes, wigs, and loads of fake makeup on my face.